You're listening to SBS News.
G'day, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is the latest from SBS News. The death toll from sweeping floods in Southeast Asia rises dramatically. The PM marries his fiancée, Jodie Hayden, in Canberra. And in Formula One, Australia's Oscar Piastri returns to form with a win in Qatar. The death toll from widespread flooding in southeastern Asia has now risen past 400, with some reports saying about 600 people may have died. In Sri Lanka, heavy floods and mudslides caused by Cyclone Ditwa have killed 132 people, with 176 still missing. Some 78,000 have been displaced to temporary evacuation shelters. President of Nabivia Youth Islamic Organisation, Rishan Ahmed, says they're trying to help as many as they can in their local area.
Now, every disaster, we get together and the immediate step is to feed them. So we feed at least each meal, over 2,500 meals we are serving. So the affected families are over 5,000, but still we feed according to the capacity that we have.
Meanwhile, Indonesia, Thailand and Malaysia are facing a massive recovery effort after a heavy monsoon rain overwhelmed parts of the country. More than 300 people died in Indonesia's Aceh and Sumatra provinces, but with hundreds still missing, authorities say the death toll could rise. In southern Thailand, water levels reached nearly 2 metres in one province. Flooding there claimed 162 lives. In Australia, Jetstar passengers are being warned to expect some flow-on delays and cancellations as the airline recovers from the forced grounding of dozens of Airbus planes. Thousands of travellers faced lengthy disruptions on Saturday after 90 Jetstar flights were grounded due to a software issue. 34 of 85 of Jetstar's A320 and A321 aircrafts were identified to have the issue, with engineering teams deployed to airports to reverse a software upgrade and carry out flight control checks. Chief of Aviation at Melbourne Airport, Jim Parashos, says the airport was working with Jetstar to help passengers get on their way.
Being a weekend, schoolies, I know I've spoken to a lot of travellers that are heading up to Byron and Gold Coast. We appreciate their frustration, but they've been very understanding. So from our perspective in Jetstar, it's been all hands on deck to try and assist where we can.
The PM, Anthony Albanese, has made history this weekend, becoming the first Prime Minister to get married while in office. Surrounded by family and close friends, Mr Albanese married his partner, Jodie Hayden, at an intimate ceremony at the Lodge in Canberra. Guests were served a beer in a special can adorned with the newlyweds made by a brewery in Sydney's Inner West. While the ceremony was at the Prime Minister's taxpayer-funded residence, it was paid for privately by Albanese and Hayden. Pope Leo has visited Istanbul's famed Blue Mosque in his first visit as leader of the Catholic Church to a Muslim place of worship during his four-day visit to Tokyo. The first US Pope bowed slightly before entering the mosque and was led on a tour of the expansive complex, able to hold 10,000 worshippers by its Imam and Mufti of Istanbul. Pope Leo also met local church leaders and Christian communities at a Syriac Orthodox church in Istanbul. This French tourist in Istanbul says the Pope's visit to a predominantly Muslim country is a sign of unity.
Of course, in this time of war and of unstable world, it's a symbol of peace and above all a symbol of brotherhood between religion, particularly Islam and Christianity. We have some problem and issue with the far right or the right in Europe, and we can show with this sign that religion can live together without problem with this mosque and the Pope.
In sport, Oscar Piastri has kept his F1 driver's title hopes alive with a pole to checkered flag triumph in the Qatar Grand Prix sprint race. The Australian won the 19-lap race for the third year running in a confident return to form for the McLaren driver after failing to make the podium in 6 weeks. The win puts him 2 crucial points ahead of championship leader and teammate Lando Norris, who finished third behind George Russell's Mercedes. He's also moved 3 points clear of Max Verstappen in second place overall after Red Bull's champion finished fourth. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News. And don't forget our podcasts. They include Weekend One-on-One, where you can hear special interviews on the issues that matter. And you can find that wherever you get all our other podcasts.